a few times during that period from the early 80s, Lumpo Sumedho had spoken of his association with Master Xuanhua and the City of 10,000 Buddhas, and how within that Northern Buddhist tradition, there was very close affinities, the style of practice, even though they had some different scriptural background in terms of their sutras. The Vinaya practice was very, very similar, and also the use of the austere practices, what we call the Dutangas, was very, very close. It was very much a Dutanga tradition, say, Buddhist monastic community. So there was a lot of say, empathy and a mutual understanding, mutual respect that had grown up between the community of Ajahn Sumedho, Amravati, Chidhurst, the branches that were being established here in Britain and Europe, and then also with that community in California. So that took shape in the late 80s with Lumpo Sumedho being invited to help conduct an ordination ceremony. Master Hua is a monk who, even though we don't handle money, he puts his money where his mouth is, and he wanted to have he got permission to be a preceptor. They organized an ordination ceremony at City of 10,000 Buddhas, and they paid for tickets for Lumpo Sumedho and nine other monks to fly over to California to join in with the ordination ceremony. So that was like the first time our communities came close together as a larger body of people. And then the following year, Lumpo Sumedho invited Master Hua and a large group of his Sangha to come to our monasteries in England. So those of you who've seen photographs of Master Hua and nuns and monks from his community at Chidhurst, Amravati, that was 1989, was the large visit to these communities. So that really brought us closer together as a kind of a pair of